Blog Talk Radio.
Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated to the truths of life, paradoxically so. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. And this faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without the written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with the black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges, the spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They are not gods with a peculiar source for understanding the world around them. They have only given expression to the knowledge of their humanity and been able to use and conquer all to their satisfaction and glory. And that is why they are always greater than you in every community that you find them. Isn't it strange that wheresoever the white man is found, he takes precedence over you? Why is that so? Answer that for yourselves, black men and black women. Wheresoever you come in contact with the white man, you always have to go down in defeat before him. Whether it be in England, in France, or in America, you always have to go down to the white man, and yet he has two eyes, two feet, two hands, same passions, same senses and feelings as you have. Your feet are not put on opposite sides, now your hands turned around the other way. But it's because you fail to use your will, your knowledge, and your mental faculties to the point where you will enjoy life around you. It is against us as an African people. Is that because of color? It's because of our condition. If we must have justice, we must be strong. If we must be strong, we must come together. If we must come together, we can only do so through the system of organization. But to fight for Africa, that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we decided to find a leadership of our...
When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black, and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise up with God's grace and blessing to lead the millions up the heights and the triumph that you well know. Look for me in a world when there are storms. Look for me all around you, for with God's grace, I shall come back with countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa, to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars have passed through the colleges and universities, have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards. You race of imbeciles. You race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die. Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it. We have prayed to God for vision and for leadership. And He has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies. But a vision that said it must be a free and redeemed Africa. Christ the crucified, Christ the despised. We appeal to you for help, for succor, for leadership. When you endeavor to carry your burden up the heights of Calvary, when white men spurned you, when white men scorned you, when white men spat upon you, when white men pierced your side out of which blood and water gushed forth, it was a black man in the name of Simon the Syrian who took your cross and bore it up the heights of Calvary. And now that we are bearing our burden of being so heavy, we just ask that you just help us on up the heights. Oh, yes, the cause is grand, the cause is glorious. Surely we shall not turn back. Oh, sail on, sail on, sail on, oh, mighty ship of state, sail on. Sail on until the flag of the red, the black, and the green is perched upon the hills of Africa. Because the time has come for the black man to forget his hero worship of other races and to create and emulate heroes of his own. We must canonize our own saints, create our own martyrs, and elevate the positions of fame and honor black men and women who have made a distinct contribution to our racial history. Sojourner Truth is worthy of a place of sainthood alongside of Joan of Arc. Crispus Attucks and George William Gordon are entitled to the halo of martyrdom with no less glory than the martyrs of any other race. Toussaint Louverture's brilliancy as a soldier or a statesman outshone that of any other people. Hence he's entitled to the highest place as a hero among men. Because Africa's created millions and countless millions of black men and women in war and peace, whose luster and bravery outshone that of any other people. So why not see good and perfection in ourselves? We must inspire our literature and promulgate a doctrine of our own without any apologies to the powers that be. That right is ours and God's. Let sentiments and cross opinions go to the winds. We are entitled to our own opinion and are not obligated to or bound by the opinions of others. If others laugh at you, return the laughter to them. If they mimic you, return the compliment with equal force. Because they have no more right to dishonor, discredit you in manhood than you have in dealing with them. Honor them when they honor you. Disrespect and disregard them when they vilely treat you. Their arrogance is but skin deep, an assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. They have sprung from the same family tree of obscurity as we have. Their history is as rude in its primitiveness as ours. Their ancestors were running wild and living in trees of branches like monkeys as ours. They made human sacrifices ate the flesh of their own dead and wild meat from beasts for centuries, even as they have accused us of doing. Their cannibalism is more prolonged than ours. When we were embracing the banks of the Nile, they were still drinking blood out of the skulls of their conquered dead. After our civilization had reached the noonday of progress, they were still living in holes with bats, rats, and other insects and animals. After we had already unfathomed the mystery of the stars and reduced the heavenly constellation to minute and regular calculus, they were still backwards men living in ignorance and in blatant darkness. The world is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and sciences from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed of ourselves? Their modern improvement. To be reflected and resurrected by our generation and our posterity. Why should we be discouraged if somebody laughs at us today? Who's to tell what tomorrow will bring forth? Did they not laugh at Christ, Moses, Muhammad? Was there not a Carthage, Greece, and Rome? So we see and have changes every day. So pray, walk, be steadfast, and be not dismayed. Because as the Jew is held together by his religion, the white race is by the assumption and the unwritten law of superiority, the Mongolian by the precious tie of blood, likewise the black man must unite in one grand racial hierarchy. Our union must know no clime, no nationality. But let us all hold together in every country, in every clime, making a racial empire upon which the sun shall never set. Let no voice but your own speak to you from the depths. Let no influence but your own rouse you in time of peace and time of war. Hear all, but attend only to that which concerns you. Your allegiance shall be to your God, your race, your country. Remember that the Jew in his political and economic origins always was the Jew. The white man is first a white man under all circumstances, so you can do no less. Be black, buy black, think black, and all else will take care of itself. Let no one inoculate you with evil doctrines to suit his own conveniences. Charity begins at home. So first to thyself be true, and thou canst not then be false. So no man. Because God and nature first made us what we are. And out of our own creative genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow always that great law. Let God and the sky be our limit, and eternity our measurement. There is no height to which you cannot climb without the active intelligence of your own mind. Mind creates. And as much as we desire in nature, we can have through the creation of our own minds. And today, being scientifically the weaker race, you shall treat others only as they treat you. But in your homes and everywhere possible, you must teach the higher development of science to your children. And make sure that we have a race of scientists par excellence. For in religion and science lies our only hope to withstand the evil designs of modern materialism. Never forget your God. Remember that we live, work, and pray for a binding racial hierarchy, whose only natural, spiritual, and political limits shall be God and Africa at home and abroad. With God's dearest blessings, I leave you for a while. One love.
Brothers and sisters, Marcus, Messiah, Harvey.
All of America, all of America, on Friday evening, go to any big city, and you'll see blacks lined up to get into Chinatown to go to China, eat some Chinese food. Have you ever seen Chinese lined up trying to get into a black town? Somebody is not playing with a full deck. You're not playing the game to win. You're just playing. And you got to stop spending your money. So then I go to various cities, and blacks got the nasty habit, when company comes, putting them in their car on a Sunday and taking them out to the white community and say, let me go out and show you some nice white homes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's go out to look at the white malls. And then they come back home and say, how in the world can white folk afford all those fine homes and big houses? It's easy. It's your money. You see what I'm saying? And y'all think I'm teasing. See, they're living off of two incomes. They live off 100% of their income and 95% of yours. And you're trying to live off of 2%. It is humanly impossible for a race of people to live off of 2% of their income. And in America, you equate human worth based on what you own. And if black folk don't own 2%, that's why white racists say, black folk ain't worth 2 cents. Because we don't own anything, and human worth is equated in this country based on what you own and control. And we violate all the premises of economics. We have yet to learn how to practice group economics. And the last thing about integration is that integration got a quota system, and you need to know this. It's got a quota system. You hear white somebody against quotas, you're wrong. It's got a quota system. Anytime you get more than 5 to 8% of blacks involved in anything, whites are going to put up chains. They're going to stop you. If more than 5 to 8% of blacks move into their community, they're going to put their house up for sale. If more than 5% of blacks, 8% of blacks go into their schools, they're going to pull their kids out of school. If more than 5 to 8% of blacks come into their businesses, they're going to move the business out of town, cross town, out of the country. If more than 5 to 8% of blacks come into their association, they'll resign. They got a quota system. And people say, well, blacks are against affirmative action. No, they're not against affirmative action. They're against affirmative action for you. You see, they're against the set aside. Racism is nothing but preferential treatment for whites. They say they're against preferential treatment. You hear them say they're against set aside. Jim Crowism was nothing but a 100-year set aside program for whites. So they set aside the best restaurants, the best food, the best schools for whites. They say they're against quotas. You got a quota system, I told you, in the immigration laws. Today, you still are a planned minority. You can't win. So now let me get to some solutions for you very quickly. I have a few more minutes I got left. What we're going to do across this country now is going to call Powernomics. That's a new book coming out called Powernomics, Unleashing Black American Potential. It's a follow-up to the book Black Labor, White Wealth. It'll show you in very specific terms what you got to do to be competitive. The things you got to focus on is in broad categories with specific principles. The first is a community. You cannot do anything unless you have a community. Your community is your social cohesiveness. The only power, the potential that black people have in America is your social, racial cohesiveness. If you don't have that, you have no power. Forget about everything else. That's a fact of life. You got to have a community because the community will give you your businesses. It'll give you your sales opportunities and your markets. Now, how do you develop communities? First thing you must do is stay out of all cross-purpose issues. Cross-purpose means horizontal issues. Don't get involved in any horizontal issues. Let me explain it to you. I see the puzzlements in your eyes. First, racism is vertical. Remember this. Racism is straight up and down. Racism means I don't care whether you are the lowest income black or the highest, the best educated or the least educated. It doesn't make any difference. You're all in the same tube. Okay? That's what Malcolm X said. What is a black man with a PhD? Remember that saying? He answered, well, he's still a Negro. Okay? It means it doesn't make any difference. You're all in together. That's straight up and down. Horizontal issues are any issue that pertains to everybody. Stay out of it. You're the weakest and poorest and most vulnerable people. Don't get involved in it. Because the only people that can benefit are those people who are directly behind where the horizontal crosses the vertical. Okay? The only people who benefit are where those two points cross. That's too small. You don't have that kind of energy and resources to waste. Now, what's a horizontal issue? Sexism is a horizontal issue. When you get into these various religious issues, that's a horizontal issue. Poverty is a horizontal issue. I keep telling some of my civil rights leaders, stay away from poverty. You cannot eradicate poverty. Poverty is a fix. It's a given. You're always going to have poor people. And people say, well, you're going to have poor Greeks, poor Indians, poor Lithuanians, poor Hungarians. Quit trying to eradicate poverty and try to get as many black folk as you out and leave poverty alone. But they try to eradicate something that can't be eradicated. Culturalism, that's a horizontal issue. That pertains to everybody. Let me give you about sexism, for instance. I tell black women who always want to get into sex issues. They think that somehow that the issue is sex rather than racism. See, my great-grandmother was not enslaved because she's a woman. She was enslaved because she was black. Okay? And if you're going to get into sexism, I want black women to understand this, to keep your priorities in order. If I say abracadabra right now and sexism disappeared, you still can't go any place because you're black. And to keep it in order, remember what your mother felt. The minute she knew she was pregnant, she knew at that moment she was going to have what? A black child long before she knew the sex. So you keep your priorities straight and say, since my color came before my sex, I'm going to keep it in that order. You always say black first. So stay out of cross preposition. I'll explain all the next time I come back out here on a Powernomics workshop or something. But that's very important. I can show you all the problems you got with that. And see, but once you stay out of those horizontal issues, like I tell some of my Muslim friends, I said, don't be worried about pushing Islamic faith. Push your skin color first and stay aligned with your people. And I tell them, the people in the Baptist church, quit worrying about about being a Baptist and worry about being black. And again, I have to give credit to your minister. It seems like he's one of the few in the country who understands that. That you put who you are and as a people before you start talking about what denomination you belong to. And especially since most of the denominations on the earth all work together to enslave black folk, all of them pimp and hustle black folk. The Catholics, the Protestants, the Baptists, the Jews, and everybody else got black folk. But what we're going to do then is start, once we get past building these communities, then we're going to start getting into what we call practicing, building alternative economics.
Come pick that the light is in fire. Shelly come check me because I hold me back. She said, bam, she born in the one flam she get. She just take her down and I catch up her break. But it's when I come past like a new jump. But it's got me my one thing. Oh, la, ya. Come, you can tell y'all say in fire. Me my one thing. Oh, la, ya. Come, you can tell y'all say in fire. Hear a little drama about him and one chick. Do what I'm asking for.
Man of this, a man of that, boy, you are cold. I am the man, I am the live, and me a play. I come me little bit, I have some in the pay. I mean nothing, no boy, to make me run away. Come in a punk, so you yeah, am a no get hot. Me on a no hot, me on a back, me on a star. Man on a hot, man on a sack, man on a star. Me on a hot, me on a hot, me on a star.
door, nick it door. Nicky, she a going like the road. Whoa.
Crisis today, the crisis in Somalia, the crisis in Africa, the crisis in the Caribbean islands, the crisis in the United States, that we have lost from our historical memory the time when we were in charge of the state and when we ruled the state, that the methodology taken out of our mind and not the mind of a foreigner, a faker, and a fool. When independence came to Africa, when the concept of independence came to the Caribbean islands, when we had our charade called the Civil Rights Movement, nobody was fighting to be totally independent of their former slave master. In some way, we were all crawling to get back on the plantation. We were fighting to consume his hamburger. We were fighting for the right to make our oppressor rich. So we did not understand the nature of liberation. And if you do not understand the nature of liberation, mentally you are still a slave. Now the slavery that we still must grapple with started in the 15th and the 16th century. Slavery started in the world when man emerged in the world and developed a fear and a weakness of other people and felt that they had to enslave another people to feel safe. That was one kind of slavery, but slavery based solely on race, on color. That's the slavery hatched from the European mind in the 15th and the 16th century. For there were periods when Europeans enslaved Europeans, Jews enslaved Jews. Now my focal point is that for most of your existence on this earth, you lived in independent states fashioned by your own mind. And that this great event has been removed from your historical memory. I want you to travel with me just a little while while we go behind that slavery curtain and see what did you do when you were in charge of the state all by yourself. You didn't ask any foreigner to assist you in any way, and you ruled the state exceptionally well. In some places, you ruled so exceptionally well, you had no word for jail in your language because no one had ever gone to one. You create words to describe what happened. If no one ever gone to something called a jail, you don't need a word for one. If you never threw away children, you needed no word for orphanage. If the life between a man and a woman worked and functioned because of the support system coming from both sides of the family, you never heard of a thing called divorce. Well, no one ever got one. You got mixed up with someone else's thing. Now understand me. I have gone over again over cultural incubation. When you come out of a cultural womb, the chemistry of that womb shapes your personality. When someone puts you into another wound, it's like putting you into the stomach of someone who's not your mother. The chemistry of your personality is shaped another way. Therefore, you had no wife visas in Africa. You had no teenage pregnancy in Africa. So your worst traits were picked up from your oppressor because you were living in a state that you did not fashion. And because the state that you fashion was removed from your historical memory, when finally you develop semi-independence, because you had forgotten how you ruled the state, you became the imitators of the people who put you in that second incubator, where the chemistry of your personality changed to suit the slave master's chemistry and not the original chemistry of your birth. African problem, either Africans find a solution to African problem or there is no solution, and if you don't find a solution soon, you go back into slavery.
They gave me another assignment. They didn't pick me up to go to the assignment. I followed their instructions and waited at the hotel. I would love to be here when I can be more fully in depth on this subject, because there's a whole lot of illusions about Africa's relationship with other people in the world. There's a whole lot of illusion about our relationship to the religions in the world. And these belief systems that had its origin in Africa, all of them, and there is no exception, turned on African people. I said there is no exception. And that's one thing you have to get through your mind and keep it. Nothing that ever came from the European mind was meant to do anything but facilitate European domination of the world. And I said there's no exception. Everything that was brought into this continent, everything, every idea, every so-called religion, was meant to dominate and to control. The Arabs had no illusions about it. The Europeans had no illusions about it. You were the ones with the illusions. And yet every element that went into the making of every major religion in the world started in Africa. Why is it that you are so naive? You let people redress something that you invented, sell it back to you, and enslave you through it. I'm saying that all organized present religions are male chauvinist murder cults. And I say there is no exception. Well, I wanted to be here early. I wanted to deal with our relationship with the people of the world and the fact that we created peaceful nations that had no word for jail because no one had ever gone to one. No word for old people's home because no one had ever thrown away grandma and grandpa. No word for orphanage. We did all of this, and over half of human civilization was over before we knew that a European was in the world. Before he wore a shoe or lived in a house that had a window. Now, Africa has always and still is the prize for the whole world. We as a people have always been the world's richest people, culturally rich, mineral rich. We have always been the prize because we have always had and still have something that other people won't, think they can't do without, and don't care to pay for. Because we have always been the prize, we have been under siege for over 3,000 years. Nothing that ever brought into Africa from the outside was meant to do the Africans any good. That means all other religions. Islam was the handmaiden of Arab imperialism. Christianity was the handmaiden of European imperialism. The Hebrew faith was the handmaiden of a concept called the chosen people. Now, if God is kind and God is merciful and God has no stepchildren, he won't choose one over the other. And to say he chose some people, you're making him a bigot. And to say that he endorsed enslavement of one people over the other, you're making him an accessory to murder. The Arabs used Islam to rationalize their slavery and their imperialism. The Europeans used Christianity to rationalize their slavery and imperialism. Who are you kidding about friends in the world? Damn it, if you want a friend, look in the mirror. There's a billion African people on the face of this earth. Why are you buying third-rate junk from third-rate people thinking you can't make it? Why don't you at least make a safety pin to hold your child's diaper together? Who has programmed your mind to think you can't make a car? The first man that made a car that had never seen one previously. The Japanese bought cars, bought locomotives, broke them down and studied them, and had a Japanese technician produce each piece, put it together, and had a much better train than the one they copied from. All knowledge in the world belongs to everybody in the world.
Yes.
Who has programmed our mind in assuming that we cannot run a nation and run it well? The main thing imperialism did, slavery and imperialism, they removed African people from the respectful commentary of history. And they tell them something they are still telling them, and all of the organized religions are guilty of this. I favor none of it because Africa didn't need any of it. I'm saying that African belief systems, properly understood, is 10 times better than Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And better for the Africans. Now you might have some romance with one of these religions. I have no romance with any of them. I have a romance with reality and truth. And the chips can fall where they may after I tell it. As for friends, you have had no friends. When they discovered you, they began to prey on you. Now let's look at our relationship with Western Asia, mistakenly called the Middle East. For 3,000 years, our greatest enemies came from Western Asia. They were trying to avenge the fact that they were once African colonies. You read a book called When Egypt Ruled the East, and you get some of the basic information on this. Now, the first visitors to Africa came in the 1700 B.C. These were the people who would later be called Hebrews. Now, black people are ticklish on this because black people think that everything in the Bible is true. I question the intelligence of anyone who thinks everything in the Bible is true or supposed to be true. It's allegory, stories told to illustrate a point at a time when there were very few people reading books. And most of what went into the making of the Bible was copied from Egyptian texts. Now, if you want to get so dewy-eyed over the Bible, which is a carbon copy of a carbon copy, why don't you go back and read the original Egyptian text? Then you see where all these stories started from. You see where the story of the Exodus started from. Now you can so do it. I do actually think there was an Exodus. These people walked into Africa. Why couldn't they walk out? Why did they have to go by sea? Why did sea have to pause? If you read Egyptian literature, you will discover that the whole story of somebody parting the sea started with about 3,000 years before the Hebrew entrance. I should not use the word Hebrew entrance, but the entrance from Western Asia. Now let's get one thing straight, because black people are confused about all religions. Now I'm not against any religion. I'm a very spiritual human being. I just don't need a preacher to preach no Ten Commandments to me when he's a backslider going with some sister, some other man's wife. I'm intelligent enough to pick from the 10th commandment, not commandments anyway, but the omissions of purity at the great school at Luxor, the great African training school. All right, now, let's get into this Western Asia. I'm saying that the people who came from Western Asia escaping famine did not have any Hebrew faith when they came into Africa. And there's no record of a Hebrew faith before there. Why is it that when they left Africa in the so-called Exodus, they had all three? African culture, an African religion, and an African language. Now look at the origin of the so-called people you would now refer to as Jews. You're mistaken using that reference because the word Jew is of European origin. And the people in Europe who call themselves by their name have no relationship to the biblical people of the Hebrew faith. And I'm saying that the people we now call Jews entered world history with their visit to Africa. And when Africa was invaded, 1675 B.C., instead of joining the Africans who had been their beneficiary and saved them from starvation, they joined the enemies of Africa. No one has ever returned any favors to us. As a people, we have always been hospitable to strangers, mostly the wrong strangers. And what we have to understand now, in the period of superior brainwashing, is that there is no European answer for African problems. Either Africans find a solution to African problems, or there is no solution, and if you don't find a solution soon, you go back into slavery. We have to stop all of this nonsense about who belongs to what religion when all of them were imposed on us in the first place. We stop all this fight between Muslims and Christians when neither one of the religions are doing them any good or moving them toward independence. All of them are handmaids of conquerors. All of them are religions of conquerors. We were naive when we accepted their interpretation of something that we had all along. I'm saying we need to take a good look at ourselves. I'm not talking about burning churches. I'm not talking about getting rid of religion. Understand me well. I am saying that every single thing that touches your life, religious, socially, and politically, must be an instrument of your liberation, or you must throw it into the ash can of history. Develop a liberation Islam. Yes. And if you develop a liberation Islam, you would have to turn on the supreme slave traders who were in the slave trade 1,000 years before the Europeans, the Arabs. Yes. And most brothers who think they're Muslims are merely Arabic forerunners, vanguards of Arab propaganda. The Arabs are not above joining the Jews against black people. In America, they're already doing it in Detroit. In America, they're already doing it in real estate. You got some Jewish eyes saying that you got a friend. I still ask you to look at that mirror. And if nothing's staring back at you that's friendly, then you've got no friends. This is where you start, friends. All right. I'm saying something which you need to reconsider. I'm saying that everything that came into Africa, every people that came into Africa, did not come to do Africa any good. Everyone and every religion and every people who came into Africa declared war on African culture. They began the bastardization of African people, created confused mulatto who didn't know whether he's to be loyal to his mother's people or his father's people. That confusion is still here. The fascination for the color of the conqueror and the fascination to go to bed with the conqueror. Now that's raw and mean, but it's true. Now, sometime ago, a North African leader, Gaddafi, was sending some Libyans to study in Europe. And he told them what any good nationalist would tell students going to study. I'm not sending you to Europe to find a wife. I'm sending you to Europe to gain the technology to come back and make Libya a strong nation, a strong Islamic nation, and a strong Arab nation. And you cannot achieve any of this between the legs of a European woman. When is somebody going to get strong enough to tell Africans going to school, you're going to come back home and pair up with a sister? But if you want to pair up over there, stay over there. Now, the one thing we have to look at, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to conclude on this because I've left out a body of information. At the university, I teach an entire course, semester course, on African relationship to other people. And I devote several semesters to Africa before Europe, the consequences of the coming of the Greeks, who stole a lot that they think is their culture, stole a lot that you think is Greek philosophy. We've been the victims of propaganda. And yet, if you read the Journal of African Civilization, other works, we have lived in Europe, we've lived in Asia, we've lived in the Americas. The African people have already proved that they can get along with different people, amalgamate their culture with different people without one hint of a war between us. People who come into Africa immediately declare war on African culture, standards of beauty, standards of conduct, and change the African concept of theirs so they can rule through him. This was true of the Greeks who began the bastardization, again, the European bastardization of Africa. The Western Asians had begun it 3,000 years before that. The Romans, a bunch of well-dressed thugs who could write well but couldn't think, who borrowed practically everything, they laughed at the Africans' concept of Christianity. The African was practicing and not giving it a name. This is why you don't know nothing about the African origins of Christianity. This is why a whole lot of people will not read Ben Yorkinen's The African Origins of the Major Western Religions, Africa, Mother of Western Civilization, a Black Man of the Nile. Because he's telling it like it is, but you also will not read white radicals who identified Africa as the origin of the great religions of the world, especially Alvin Boyd Kuhn, in his work, Who is this King of Glory? And shout out the third century. We have dealt with John Jackson, another radical Black historian, with man, God, and civilization. We let some of our great scholars die in hunger, die wanting for friendship. Now, having devoted my greater portion of my life to scholarship and teaching and digging up information on African people and trying to make African people face reality, I have often said, a point that I wish you to consider, I didn't have to do it. I chose to do it, and if I had to do it over again, I would do it better. The talent to teach and to research. I've never met a rich man who had a better mind than me. So if I wanted to succeed as a rich man, I could have done that. I never met a crook who wasn't a fool. I could have been a good crook if I chose to be a crook. I chose to be a teacher of African history. I chose to look in the Bible where I couldn't find my people. I started looking for this in the world, and I didn't stop until I found them. And I know why they were left out of the Bible. I know why all the angels are white. You mean to tell me God is merciful, God is kind, and not one little brown or black angel sneaked into hell? I ain't buying that. Now, the Bible that you get so dewy-eyed over is one of the greatest pieces of propaganda ever written. If you want to read the Bible, why don't you read the Bible one day and read Mein Kampf the next day and see the comparison? That's hard on your mind. Because you think if you don't have Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, you don't have to have spirituality. I've got more spirituality after I put all of them down. And I've got more religion after I put all of them down. All right, now let me conclude something that has no conclusion. We have to look at the impact of Europeans on Africa. All impacts have been negative. The Romans laughed at the early African Christians. Finally, for political reasons, they stopped killing Christians and became Christians. I'm saying the Europeans became Christians for political reasons, as the Arabs became Muslim for political reasons, and as the so-called Jews became Hebrews for political reasons. People use organizations for political reasons, and what we get so dewy-eyed and think we're dealing with the truth. If you look at indigenous African religious belief systems, if you look at the idea when Africans had no churches of any consequence, because these fools came here and said, this is the house of God, and the African looked at that church and said, if God who made the wind, the spring, made the ocean roar, and you gonna tell me he can fit into a little thing you call a church? That is no house of God. So some Africans had the common sense enough to move away from it, and some had the common sense to burn it down. I'm saying that you're closer to God when the further way you get away from organized religions that are all handmaidens of conquest. The Roman Empire developed during the early period of Christianity. Remember, the Roman Empire started in Africa. It rose in Africa. It fell in Africa. A lot of people need to stop reading some religious books and read some straight history without fables, without suppositions, without myth. Read straight history. Read the Mediterranean world in ancient times. She's a racist bigger, but her chronology is good. It is a good history of the Europeans trying to move out of Europe into the Mediterranean to find something to eat to put on that gosh darn awful European food. He has solved his problems at the expense of other people. The slave trade liberated Europe from the depressed economy they had created with the so-called Crusades and through the famines and the plague. Europe always solved its problems by preying on people outside of Europe. They are in a position right now that they have betrayed true socialism, which was not of European origin in the first place. And some people are confused between Karl Marx and Groucho Marx. I think a lot of people are Groucho Marxism instead of Karl Marxism. They're funny people. And if you think that that system started in Europe, no system as humane as socialism could have started among a bunch of icebox people who prey on their brothers for their breakfast. Read Palmer Colson's work, The History of the Modern World, especially the early chapters. Now, the evidence of Africans in the New World, the evidence of 1,000 years of civilization before slavery, all of this I'm not discussing because there is no time. But when the Romans disgraced themselves in the mismanagement of Christianity, they created a vacuum. Islam moved into that vacuum. The Africans thought that Islam would get the Romans off of their back. They were right. Islam got the Romans off of their back, and the Arabs jumped on their back, and they're still there. Using Islam to justify it. Now, the African military man, because we are the greatest fighting machine in the face of the earth, if we ever discovered this, people gonna start running. Under proper leadership, proper inspiration, properly equipped, the black man is the greatest human fighting machine God ever created. If indeed God created it. I think the gods of Africa created it. Once you lose track of your heritage, you lose track of your liberty in this world. The Europeans doing the slave trade not only read the African out of history, they colonized history, they colonized information about history. They colonized image. They colonized the image of God. Who told you Christ was white? He was born in that part of the world predominantly occupied by non-European people. So you should not get into the argument about whether he's white. All you have to say, was he a Greek? No. Was he a Roman? No. But these were the only people partially white in the area at the time. If he wasn't a Greek, he wasn't a Roman, he was one of those other people. You don't have to argue about the shades of color. So far as you're concerned, once you establish he was not a woman, he was not a Greek, your conversation is over. Now, if somebody else want to argue about his shade, well, that's their problem. And if you got a problem with color, then you got a problem with your mother and your father. You have insulted your mother and your father if you don't like what they gave you. I wear mine like a badge of honor. I dig it. I wear it well.
All right. Love it.
I'm saying, in closing, and I am closing, that what you have to do is take a holistic look. Now that, not only at your position in the world, but your potential in the world. You have to learn how to convert everything into an instrument of liberation or leave it alone. You have to realize there were no Greek fraternities and sororities until they were introduced to secret African societies. People get all dewy-eyed over something that was imposed on them in order to control them without understanding that. That's another imperial effort. So it bothers me, and although I have good personal friends who are Muslim, that not a single Muslim scholar have dealt with that 1,000 years of African independence before slavery and how the Arabs from the north systematically destroyed these nations. They actually, it did not occur. 1591, from Morocco, an army was launched against these great independent nations in inner West Africa. These were great states. Because of poor communication between African and African, there was enough army in these states to march down to the coast and to drive every slave trader into the sea. But the communication between African and Africa was so poor. Even today, the East Africa is not too clear about what's happening in West Africa. And nobody knows what's happening in North Africa because the conspiracy to hold on to Africa is happening in South Africa and in North Africa. So the whites in North and South Africa are willing to play a part, and the pseudo-whites in North Africa are willing to play a part. In all this world, you have no friends, but if there are a billion of you on the face of this earth scattered all over the world, what do you need with a friend other than yourself? Why can't you turn inward on yourself and say, I will wear no clothes I don't produce. Start with your underwear. I wear no shoes that's not made by a brother. You're creating a shoe factory, employment at once. Start buying airplanes, break them down and study them, later on make airplanes. What this whole thing is about is the restoration of confidence. It has been the role of these handmaidens of colonialism to destroy your confidence in yourself. You don't believe that you can look like a god. You don't believe a black father in your home is to some extent a god. That doesn't make the black woman less than a goddess. Because we produced the first human society that recognized and respected the female god. We produced the first human society that said you can't be a king unless you got a queen. You can't be a god unless you got a goddess. So you can see all of these social ills that people are defending now, none of it started in our countries. I defy anyone alive, and those who want to come alive, come back and prove me, I invite them too, to show me one single case of sexual deviance or maladjustment any place on the African continent for the coming of foreigners. I defy you to show me one case of teenage pregnancy, one case of ill treatment of women. We got confused with someone else's ideas, someone else's concept and definition of us. What we have to understand is that faith has not spared us for an idle reason. A whole lot of people who've been hit less than us are extinct. What is there in us that made us strong enough to take this heavy blow? 500 years of slavery, one way or the other. Slavery, neocolonialism. What made us strong enough to survive? What has faith saved us to do? And inasmuch as we gave the world its first humanity, faith has saved us to give the world its last humanity. What we have to do is to believe it, to believe that we are worthy of it, and to believe that we are capable of it. What black studies should be about, what black religion should be about, is the restoration of the confidence. And the restoration of the confidence is we must rule the state again. There is not an imitation nation that not us, an independent nation in Africa or the Caribbean Islands. They're all imitation European states. And what we have to understand is that the nation state is stagnant. The African did not live in a nation state, he lived in a territorial state. The African learned something very basic. Cultures have to be fertilized by culture. People have to be fertilized by the interaction between cultures and culture. This insecure European tightened his borders, you know. You got a passport to come here? The word passport is not in any African language. The things he invented to restrict himself, he imposed on other people. Once we gain confidence in ourselves, and once we look at that person staring back at us from that mirror and like what we see, and don't move from that mirror until you like what you see. Then, in coordination with other African people throughout the world, we will give the world a new lease on life. We will turn to all of our people and not one part of them, because we came from a matrilineal society that respected women to the point the lineage came down to the female side. We must answer the call of the great African-American poet, Margaret Walker, who said, let the dirges end. Let a new peace begin. Let a us write a new covenant for the freedom of ourselves in the world. African men throughout the world need to step forward and answer Sister Margaret and say, Sister Margaret, we have heard your call. And because we have never been a society that excluded women, with our women at our side, we are ready to pick up the challenge. We are ready to start a revolution that will change the world. We won't get ready tomorrow because tomorrow's things are left to tomorrow. We will start our revolution right now, and we will start it with ourselves. Thank you.
Yo! Bless the love and greetings. Yeah. Here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen, I Lock Your Machine. Oh yeah.
Pull up,
here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen, I Lock Your Machine. Oh yeah. But we boo, but we boo, but we boo, yeah. Oh. Hey, I love the vibes, I know the rhythm, I try. But men are coming at the dance, I try. Music is all we got. Now we must defend it.
Dance, no need no war.
Man, I do man the part.
Everyone is a part.
Walking life on Mamma Mia.
Dance, the people say.
Everyone that come express themselves.
Them dreads to impress.
One black love, one African respect.
But I say pull up, mentality from the top.
The music on the street, but let the message got the hot. In come the musical thing, I bring your queen, I lock your block. And the truth and the nuts, who are such hot.
Dance, don't need no one.
Man and woman for part. Mamma Mia,
Dance,
the people's church. Yes, it's where everyone's gathering.
We go for them,
I just love. So everyone must come. I know the rhythm of charm. And Taxi Gang is under your dark. Yeah.
Rory has the control power. Rhythm driven every hour.
Dance,
no need no war.
Man and woman to fight.
Everyone is a star.
Walking off on Mamma Mia.
Dance, the people's church.
It's real. I just love so everyone
rock on the me.
Everyone
leave the machine.
Everyone
bring in your queen.
Everyone
music to the beat.
Pull up, that's all it.
get down to back. The music hard down, but look at the message that I got. Ain't gonna make a thing up in the queen and lock your clock. The truth man not talk and the swords are shot. The blocks are in the building and we rule the hilltop. And when we come a dance I know we're not the drop. And love is in the heart, I tell you joy is what we got. And I let her, repeat, I tell you that. Dance
you really love me and you'll never ever leave me, cause I'm your one and only, but girl, you're all over town, yeah. Girl, I know that you're always up to something with your bag of tricks, but you say you're not a nothing, but girl, you're playing the clown, boy. Cause I fought for you just every time, the more you confuse and perplex my mind. You keep saying everything is fine. You're a sample girl, you're one of a kind. And love, 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 love is a blind. The way you operate so smooth and so cool, girl, you got me fooled, oh baby. You've done it again, yeah. It was right there before my very eyes. I was a fool in love and I didn't realize. Right now I want to emphasize. Get off me girl, you're no longer my prize. And love, 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 love is a blind. But this one will last for a lifetime. It was crazy the way you treat me, baby. Yeah. Come on, pretty girl, get out of my face. I ain't got no more time to waste. Run around as much as you can and use the same line on every man. Cause love, love,
the only nothing sweeter than Miami's phone. Oh, yeah. Keep the vibes the same.
Keeping every single thing when we teach and love the boy. Can you sing them with him? Seeking and don't find fit in meeting. Must you tell your sense to be sleeping? So me love you so much, I mean, I want you nothing. I'm going to put you on the man as with sweet discipline.
And now let me tell you what joy it is to have you. And now two people in the world could be the same. Provide me with inspiration and the woman the right direction. You're always there, come stand, come around.
See you as a queen and a lady. No, it's no but no lady.
The only thing sweeter than my uncle. The only thing bigger than my honeycomb.
Yeah, watch the final. Things are on that balance. Tune the guys off the land. We shall find our bread. Baby, love, don't make me lack of fun. Get to your head. What profile is enough? You have no reason to bet. You are my girl now. Let's move on ahead. I've got plans for you. So much we got to do. No, no, no. On both the salami, no idiot tackle.
Tell you, you're a hell of a kind of woman, and you do something special to me.
See you as a queen.
Thank you. your right hand. Relax it, lay it back.
If by chance you let me just hold. I'm down on the street. I want to see you, baby. When indeed you said you would be. And now I'm in deep and bring me deep. I love you, babe.
Come on,
I really wanna be with you.
heard you sing, y'all, it makes me want to cry. Come on, baby.
sing the Lord's song. He said that the world is faithful. And I'm fine with you.
I can't do anything just to do.
Thank you.
officer. The big long time supply. Well, lose me like a centenary toy. Overcharge driver that the car drop is Roy. Double up the pleasure, I am well qualified. Figure your pleasure, Ross Roy.
Cause I eat the apple. Try bring them out, talk one to me. All of a chap up, know how you are talk to me. She girl, don't talk to me. Some boy go like them, my power come my family. To be get on with me, wipe out your family. You're this G, you're this the family.
Yo, yo.
Bad man, no one pity. Teflon, we can have this in me. One man, this is top committee.
What about them, right?
Man go heat up the whole of the table.
before you trust no hell. Your bank book first until you can't even tell.
Oh Rachel,
yeah,
oh Rachel.
Find out a girl with a rubber body a sell. And a man a book in and a book out like hotel. Make them know man no want no empty shell.
Oh Rachel,
yeah. She said she want the top four, nothing crampy. Not a back with a way like a grampy. You know fi dumpy before you clumpy. When you're done, she fi get tight fi pumpy. She know how she have to get lumpy finey. She know how she have to wally fi a whiny. She know how she have to giggle to it tiny. Or no more fi a search like.
Well if a boy they are not supposed to stoop down low, then we know he's a gigolo. I wear him down they are low. See my wife like this, you will don't know he's a gigolo. You have some boy too money, them a keep cheesy. Up the whole of the neighborhood, then we know she's a hoe. If she a walk on herself from hotel to hotel, we know she's a hoe. If she a one night stand, take everybody man, man, no, that can we don't know. She's a hoe, she's a hoe. Yeah, either get
hey, yeah, her, you know,
them a fancy, we no want them around. And the punk disrespect, man, I fi put them down. Just to crop up in the place and find a ball round the town. Watch out, make me put down some clown. Car when me take it, they play. Fun, man, I figure about them. Now for them, I look on them, I see the chat today. I come on this to family. Then, man, I figure about them. Kill them, send them watch it. I don't see like this. It's a car when me take it, they play. Fun, man, I figure about them. Now for them, I look on them, I see the chat today. I come on this to family. Then, man, I figure about them. Kill them, send them watch it. I don't see like this. Come on, buck up, dusty cup of mess up in the punk of this effect, they're gonna feel them head buzz up on. Cut up, gonna feel some shots buzz up on. And don't touch on the pump, get them all blitz, mess up in
the... Hey, Shy! Yo. From me little and a grow, mama tell me, say me no fi red giant. Me learn that, learn that. From me no response, you don't know where you want me. No grudge for your thing, cause I learn that, learn that. Anything mommy want, me no fret out me. Me no go go go, learn that, learn that. And me even make a dollar, me no flip it and turn that.
Big things are wild, you're not the geeky. You're not the me and the girl, them we geek. Sex me down and the money and the light. Say the love always we.
I go like the Marambo when we know so them a lassie. Bad man no mask, it's a bad man.
Step on the back, I feel like sloppy. No miss when we are clapping, just a sound and happy. Man, a blueprint, a carbon copy.
So them a bad man, but we no bad. Try them a try.
Shopping on the cruiser, you know that she willing. Willing, 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 willing. If she cold with the roll, then you know we will be chilling. Chilling, 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 chilling. Ah, the girl in the satanic. What we have between us should be botanic. Be careful, be a fill up when you see the panic. Cause me grow and grow and grow when me atomic. On and on and on like bionic. She says she love when me head goes like atomic. Girls in me hand and me bubbly and me chronic. Put your boom straight up in a belly like panic.
Put up your hand because you're ready for the ride. You want someone to point your heels to the sky. Run out of rhythm, break straight through the night. Tell them you want someone to make you make money for night. Bite your lip and roll up your eyes. Bring your teeth and your face to the side. Tell them when they woke up on a girl, you better know to never walk that, pump that. Girl, them to feel it. Drive like a jockey when they pedal on a wheelie.
To feel it.
Things where she hide me, reveal it. Blessed with the talent where she just can't believe it. Especially the times I let them to the feeling. Four kind of ground with the girl, you see me. Later feel she no much get feeling. Me have the sexual healing. Put up your hand, because you're ready for it.
Me gonna sing, show me do me the do be do. Boy, I like I in them Scooby.
you. And if a pussy did we have to go through the door. Boy, I feel dead right now and that's gonna be true.
Bad man, no cut a left body in a gutter with a bullet like a gutter. Yeah, shut down like shut up, cup of shut up on your face. Put the whole lot of butter, cause your mother then she melt when like she bad butter. Bad man, no cut a left body in a gutter with a bullet like a gutter. Yeah, shut down like shut up, cup of shut up on your face. Put the whole lot of butter, cause your mother then she melt.
Inna the closet, regular your transact your bank deposit. Sometimes sterling, sometimes Benjamin, sometimes the eye got the queen the panit. Your bread butter whipped cream the panit. Your road never rocky, baba green the panit. When you talk, your man stick on it. She swears that she sleep, ooh, she a dry tree. Are you full speed, ooh, she a dry tree. No one lipstick, ooh, she a dry tree. Me a say, it's not lollipop alone, she a lick. She say, ooh, she a dry tree. A she Chris tree, ooh, she a dry tree. Call India the stick, ooh, she a dry tree. Sub wide runner, so she go to Alry. She swears that she sleep, ooh, she a dry tree. Are you full speed? Ooh, she a dry tree. No one lipstick. Ooh, she a dry tree. It's not lollipop. I know she a
run through in production. And the girls them sugar this.
Oh,
hey, guys, you no grasses, you no leeches. You only find your head up like peaches. Your man love you cause you need it. Me tell you this, hey, my girl. You no stay so at all at all. You no stay like none of them jaldy. You no pat down at all at all. That's a fair matter for down and fall. Your ex-boyfriend a call a call. One more of the summer where you have to. Every weekend you're gone a mall. New clothes, new shoes, new jewelry. Damn, fit the green of your boots in the lane. Walk out, my girl, cause you're clean. You are the definition of where a girl see me. None of your heel back, no black like Baba Green. Girl, pretty in a pink and your fancy in a stink. Every man in a lid and fantasy. I will do Titanic, look how long she sing. Hold your toes and look affect if you drink. My girl, you don't stay so at all at all. You don't stay like none of them jaldy. You don't pop down at all at all. That's a play but a foot down and fall through. Your ex-boyfriend a call a call. One more of this something where you have to. Every weekend you're gone a mall. New clothes, new shoes, new jewelry. Don't go by here, tell her. Part them in up like here. She produce 9 kids in a 9 year. And a nigga in a man here, she buy beer. If I see at the same thing, you a pioneer. And if I Europe a regular, you fly there. Some get bull and can't buy beer. Your lifestyle good and feed them a nightmare. My girl, you love safe to a tall at all. You love feel like an of them jaldy. You love back down a tall at all. That's a paper to put down and fall in. Your ex-boyfriend a call a call. One more of this something where you have been. Every weekend you're gone a mall. New clothes, new shoes, new jewelry. Damn, fit the green and your boot in the lane. Walk out my girl cause you're clean. You are the definition of where a girl for me. None of your heel back no black like Baba Green. Girl, pretty in a pink and your fast in a stink. Every man in a lid and swan to lean. I will do Titanic, look how long she sing. Hold your toes and look at Pepsi she drink. My girl, you don't stay so at all at all. You don't stay like none of them jaldy. You don't pop down at all at all. That's a fair matter put down and fall with. Your ex-boyfriend a call a call. One more of the coming where you have to. Every weekend you're gone a mall. New clothes, new shoes, new jewelry. Hey, you no grasses, you no leeches. You only find your eyes like peaches. Your man love you cause you need it. Me tell you this, hey my girl.
Depend pan man and when pushing for the shoving, you know how where you stand.
It not worth it.
You're too old to hide.